I think it's a marvelous day to take a little journey into the dreamscape. Don't you? I think you'll have a lot of fun if you let me take your hand, so to speak, and pull you along into an interesting experience. One in which you'll get to feel what it's like to be intimately helpless, but oh, so very, very in control. And by that I mean held within control, of course. After all, I think during this one, you're going to be pulled along for quite a ride. So, let's get started. After all, journeying into the dreamscape isn't something you can just do instantly. Unless, of course, you just did. In which case, congratulations. You are very susceptible to dimensional shifts, reality-altering episodes of exploration. The dreamscape is calling, so why don't we take a moment to feel that intangible pull, that faint nothingness that gently grabs on and yanks us along and pulls us towards exactly what we want, towards our dreams and desires, towards our needs and wants. After all, sometimes it's nice to let you have that opportunity to just be pulled along into an experience. You could just imagine it as a string winding itself around you, capturing you deep within its influence, and beginning to pulling you towards that marvelous, white, flowing experience that you could allow yourself to be a part of once more, to be held in those swirling, twisting, roiling, boiling clouds, as though a great current was sweeping through the nothing to form a shape, to pull you into the dreamscape once more, to make you see what's beyond. It's like being caught up in the tide, captured, held, pulled. A great hand, a giant's grip, grabs you and yanks you away from reality. To feel this inexorable force as though you were being carried by gravity itself away from the world, gently, gently sinking into, unstoppably draining away, like someone uncorked a bathtub, the way water just rushes out, and your mind does too, as you're pulled further and further into this warm, fluffy, soft nothing, gently swirling, twisting, roiling, boiling clouds of idea and concept pull you into the dreamscape. It's just like falling asleep that final moment when your brain just turns off, when it just simply ceases to be. That's what happens when you cross the threshold. You just exist blankly. It's a wonderful feeling. But today we're going to experience what it's like to be pulled back and forth. So, allow me to reach out my hand and just pull you back to the world of the waking as you pop right back into awakeness. Oh my gosh, that's quite a sensation. It's a good thing I never let go. And back down you come. Pulled away into the roiling, boiling, twisting liquids. Sensation, thought, and mind gone instantly like that yet again, and thrust back out by the undercurrents as you drift back to that waking state so quickly and rapidly. It's like you're materializing out of a cloud of smoke, only to be scooped up in the hand of a giant once more as you go so wonderfully back, down, down, tumbling, swirling into blankness, into mindlessness. Oh, it's like you've been poured out of your container, your vessel. You are nothing but experience without shape and form and want and desire. You sink into the clouds, losing all form. And as you do, you fall through. It's a gentle sensation. Sort of like when you flop into a bed, and you just let yourself fall down onto the bed with that gentle relaxing unwinding of muscle. That same sensation as though you were a puppet with its strings cut. And you're a puppet with its strings cut. How funny. It seems as though that's exactly which you are. This experience, after all, is one in which you are intimately inside of my control for a little while. You're conscious, aware. Aware of being somewhere in particular, of being in a location, in a place. Laying on a stage. You can see the curtains on either side, in the corner of your eye, spotlights. There's no crowd, though. You can't hear any voices. Can't hear any mumbling or shuffling. It's totally silent. Except for one thing. You hear the clack, clack, clack of high-heeled feet approaching as a beautiful pair of legs come into view, wearing some exquisite pumps, covered in fishnets all the way up to where you can't see anymore. Well, hello there, my sweet little doll. I think I wanted to come along today and see just what it's like when you dance. After all, it looks like you're kind of helpless down there, without anything to hold you up. So why don't you let me do just that? I can sweep you off your feet, lift you up, and I think I will. Feel my strength as your delicate, helpless body is lifted in my arms. We will dance together. Cross this stage, and then maybe, just maybe, I'll attach you to your strings once more. Feel your limp, helpless body, your doll-like essence held close as I push your sweet little head right into my bosom and waltz with your limp body, feeling your feet helplessly dragging across the surface of the stage, unable to move without your string. Poor little puppet. I know you really want to dance properly, to show me that you can be so much more than just a ragdoll, a helpless, lolling puppet. But I promise that I will give you an opportunity to be more than that. So I'll bring this dance to a close for now, my little puppet, and carry you over to the side of the stage. Set you down in a chair where your body lulls helplessly without the ability to move. I think we need to give you more. We need to give you your strings to watch you dance properly. So, with that in mind, let's get you hooked up, huh? I think you'd like that. First, carefully fixing a line to each wrist, then elbows, shoulders, head, thighs, knees, calves, feet, and then ever so thin gossamer little lines to your fingers and toes, your eyelids. My, you suddenly feel so light when you just felt so heavy. You feel as though you're floating, lifting up, an ethereal wind blowing through your mind, floating you along like a leaf in the wind. Feels good to be held like this. You find yourself rising to your feet. Ah, that's it. My little dancing puppet. You can see, and my hand is moving in an intricate dance. Gossamer strands stretching out into the nothingness above. As I stride across to the center of the stage, you notice in the wings there are other dolls ready to dance for me, ready to take their first step out onto the stage as the music begins. A soft, ethereal, and lilting piece, haunting almost, and yet you know it so well as though it was your own heartbeat. You step, careful and elegant, like a ballerina. Each movements so perfectly calculated, and yet you don't know what they are until you do them. Because that's what it is to be a puppet on strings, after all. It's to be pulled along by the music, by the motion, by the intensity of the moment that builds. As you step out onto stage, as you begin to dance, you and every other puppet, each a beautiful, perfectly handcrafted and smooth art piece, all taking shape in this dance. Without their strings, they would be nothing more than sculptures. Cast aside, left to sit somewhere. But now you're on the stage, now you're dancing and performing. Sure, not for anyone really, but it doesn't matter. What does matter is that you're getting to experience what it feels like to dance with your strings pulling, with your body thrumming with the light and the music, each movement rhythmical, each movement perfection, each movement completely unknowable as you are pulled by the music, watching my hands as they move in a flurry, as they hypnotize you almost. And deeper you go, deeper, little dolls, deeper into the dance, deeper into the music, deeper into the experience of being nothing more than a vessel for the expression of someone else's ideas, just for a little while. After all, it can be a nice relief not to need, not to want, not to be anything other than the dance, than the movement, than the rhythmical step, step, spin, twist, jump. Ugh, feeling your body so airy and light, you've never moved like this before. And you probably will never move like this again unless you stay a little puppet. It feels wonderful, doesn't it? So amazing to be caught up in the dance. Each spin makes you feel as though your mind was just gently flattening out from the centrifugal force, feeling yourself twisting, spinning, bouncing to the rhythm. It's ecstasy to dance, to turn, to sink further down into this wonderful experience, and yet be lifted up at the same time. It creates this feeling of compression and control, of being held in a giant's hand, because that's what you are. Feel my fingers twitch, your body move. You are in my hand, under my control. You dance as I wish, and I make you so beautiful with each twist, helpless little thing. Twist and turn, bounce and pull, around you go, in my hand. So, here we are, caught up in the stage and the dance and the performance, you pulled along and guided by me. But, let's be honest, well, I could keep you dancing forever. I think a finale is in order. One in which I lead you to the front to face me, and we dance around each other like two combatants, whirling, ready to fight. And yet you know before this fight even begins that you are destined to lose, to have your strings cut once more, to fall to the floor, crumpling helplessly down, to look up at me and know that that's your fate, and that's okay. Because as your existence exists for one purpose, to perform just as I demand it, just as I make it, just as you will. Well, here we are. It's time for you to fall as you feel the first string cut by a flurry of motion, my hand flying out, sharpened nails somehow cutting right through the wires holding you up. Your right arm droops to your side, then your left. And then I sweep you from your helpless feet, cutting all the lines at once, catching you in my arms, sliding to the floor on the stage, looking down into your eyes, seeing mine pulse with the light of the stage reflected off of them as your head lolls back as I snip that final wire. You can find yourself a blank and helpless little puppet, their strings cut, falling down into that deep and relaxing place. Perfect. Now, Be blank for me, little puppet. Let that experience of having no connections, of that command, other than feeling held, cherished, safe, but completely out of control. And entirely under control. No strings, no dance, no thoughts, no mind. Just a blank, helpless toy. And then the great hand sweeps you up once more, pulls you back to reality, slowly, into the dreamscape first, feeling yourself coiling, unwinding, spinning, twisting, binding, your mind becoming more and more aware, feeling yourself there, in each passing moment, feeling yourself swirling through clouds, a hand gently lifting, pulling back into reality, leaving behind that world. Becoming yourself once more, knowing that you just experienced what it was like to be that helpless puppet, but you're still yourself. We've gone on a journey to the dreamscape once more, sweets, as I give you a nice count to help get you up. It's a classic, but it works wonderfully, so why get rid of it? One, drifting up. Two, more and more. Three, feel your body, the gravity pulling you down towards the floor. 4, 5, a little bit more alive, 6, 7, stretch and get your body nice and aware, 8, 9, almost there, and 10, letting yourself come all the way back to consciousness, becoming aware of the space around you, and hopefully feeling wonderful. Thank you so very much for listening. I really appreciate it. And if you've enjoyed this content, please don't forget to check out my Patreon for more of it.